True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi.
This feels so strange because Jade has a fancy new phone and normally her phone is like falling apart.
And normally if we're doing a pod not in the studio, we can't video it because my phone doesn't work for video or audio.
Because it would die and we couldn't rely on it really. It just died whenever it wants to die.
It would die and then I'd plug it in and it would say it's on 53%.
And then it would die.
And then it would just die again.
Yeah, so it was unreliable. However,
I have a new one now because I dropped my last one out of my pocket and the screen came off.
Yeah, and that was it. RIP.E to your iPhone what?
iPhone, that was an iPhone 11.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it was about time.
It was about
There's
time.
There's five new iPhones since.
Yeah, so I have the iPhone 16e.
Yeah, I've never heard of that now.
Me neither. It's basically like a budget iPhone 16.
Yeah. Happily take that. Like.
Oh, 100%. When I'm trying to save for a mortgage, 100%. Can't be forking out thousands for
new
a phone.
Oh, stop. They're so spenny.
But I had it 2 days and the thing decided to shut down on me.
Yeah, what the hell? Did you bring it back to the shop?
I rang the shop and they said that they can't offer me a refund or a replacement because they would have to send it to Apple to be assessed.
Yeah.
And then when Apple come back with the results from the assessment, if the phone was deemed faulty, they could give me a replacement, but this would all take days and I kind of obviously needed a phone, so I didn't bring it to the shop and I didn't send it for the Apple assessment. I was like, oh fuck this, like I don't know what I'm gonna do. Then it turned out I decided to Google how to turn my phone back on when it didn't, when it turns off, and it worked.
The shop, that's really it was bad
stupid.
On the shop, like
it was so
that's
stupid.
Like, definitely against your consumer rights.
Oh yeah, my mom took the phone when I was like having the conversation. They were like, why do you sell Apple products if you can't replace them when you know that they're going to be faulty? And she was like, if I bought an oven from you or an iron or anything else and it was faulty, you would instantly replace it. And they were like, oh, it's just Apple policy and stuff. And mom was like, you shouldn't stock things if you can't replace them if they're broken and stuff. And then they were like, oh, there's nothing we can do, like.
Okay.
But I had been driving to Dublin.
Oh yeah, this is the maddest part. I felt so bad for you.
I was on the way to Dublin and my phone died and I plugged it, like I had taken Reese's car charger because I knew it was going to die.
Yeah.
There's someone off at the bottle box again.
Damn.
And my phone just wasn't turning on. So I was like, right, I'll buy a new one. So I bought my own new charger. His phone wasn't turning on. So I was like, right, if it doesn't turn on by the time I get to Kilcullen, I was like, I'm going to go in and ask someone for directions. And it didn't turn on, so I had to go into Kilcullen.
And where in Dublin were you going?
Have you ever heard of a place called Kimmage?
No, never.
Yeah, neither had I. That's where I was going.
Oh my God, what a disaster.
So I went into the Kilcullen station and I plugged in my phone into the wall to see if that would work. Didn't work. So then I asked the shop assistant, like, can I please use your Google Maps and your phone to ring my mom so that my mom can ring my brother and say, look, I am on the way.
Okay, that was smart, because when you told me this, I was wondering, how did you contact Julian to say, I have no idea where I'm going and I have no phone?
Okay, so I went into the Kilcullen station. I wrote down Julian's postcode and Julian's phone number and the directions to get to his house. So then when I got to like the Red Cow area, I went into a hotel.
Okay.
Rang Julian and I was like, map says I'm 20 minutes away. I got there an hour and a half later.
Stop, Jade.
I didn't have a clue where I was going. Dublin map is difficult.
I would have been crying.
No, I didn't
cry. I would have bawled my eyes out now because Dublin stresses me out so much for driving.
It's ridiculous.
Fair play, though.
Thank you. As I was leaving, my mum was like, are you sure you don't mind? I was like, yeah, I don't mind. I'm good at driving in Dublin. With maps, maybe.
Yeah, no, without maps, it's like trying to figure your way around a maze.
It may as well have been in Arabic or something like.
And like, were you trying to follow directions that people had given you?
Yeah, I wrote them down on a receipt, like.
Oh.
And I was trying to, so like, I had to find. Like,
how did you even figure out how to get there in the end? If you took you an hour,
I don't
from where
know.
You were.
I knew I had to get to Clondalkin.
Okay.
And once I got to Clondalkin, I was grand.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't grand, but like...
How did you get so lost from the Red Cow to Clondalkin?
Because I didn't know I had to go to Clondalkin until I... Because I don't know, Megan. I actually don't know.
Do you know what? Like everywhere, I don't know what I'm on about because I, as I said, would have been bawling my eyes out.
No, everywhere like that, it said that I needed to go to... There was no such thing as a sign for there. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So it said I needed to go to Clondalkin and then go for Long Mile Road and then go to some... to Terranor.
Okay.
Butcher, do you think when I got to Clondalkin there was a sign for the Long Mile Road?
No. Probably not.
And then when
I hate this. And
it was
this
so
is,
stupid.
Why do they do this? Like, why don't they signpost places? People don't know their way around.
No, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Anyways, how long did it take you?
It took me 3.5 hours.
How long should it have taken you?
1.5 hours.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I would have been fuming. Were you fuming?
No, I actually wasn't. I was kind of enjoying the adventure. But then for the last 15, like when I started getting close and then I couldn't figure out when I knew I was only like 5 or 10 minutes away, then I was like, right, if I don't find it soon, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, because how were you supposed to tell him that you were there?
I just knocked on the door and then he answered the door. And when he opened the door and it was him, I just went, oh, thank God. Because if it wasn't him, I should have thought.
I feel like you had to go back in time. Like,
oh, I literally felt like I was in the 50s, but I didn't even have a physical map. Like, I had nothing.
You had nothing. And
just these instructions that I wrote on a piece of paper that made no sense. Like, they didn't even make sense when I got home and I read them. I was like, what the fuck was I on about? Like, genuinely.
Oh, God.
Anyway, there's a little life update.
There you are now. You are very welcome to two girls.
And a baby.
With Megan.
Jade.
And
Enzo.
He is here, but he's fast asleep.
He's conked. I'm feeling he won't go to bed at his bedtime tonight, but...
What can you do? It's a gorgeous sunny day.
Yeah, it's stunning out.
It is. And we are not in the beach studios recording the podcast because... Well, I have decided we make a better podcast when we're not in the studio.
We feel it's more natural. We're less like work related.
Yeah, we're just in our own environment. And now this has just reminded me that I don't have a life lesson.
Neither do I.
I've had all day.
Same.
All weekend.
My life lesson is it's difficult. No, my life lesson is...
Go on.
Buy a map.
Buy
and
a map.
Keep a and physical map in your car.
Yeah.
Just in case you don't have your phone to rely on.
Yeah.
I've learned I need a map.
Okay.
I need a physical map.
And I don't even know if I'd be able to look at a physical map and know.
See, I probably wouldn't on my own, but if I had someone with me
to be like, or even if you could draw out where you're going.
Yeah, yeah. If I had like a little pen.
Okay, I'm going to buy a map.
Okay. There's your life lesson.
My life lesson. I've got one for you. Pay for your parking. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Don't forget to pay for your parking because you'll end up paying more than double or triple the price.
Oh well, more like nearly 100 times.
Oh, I'm raging. So, myself and my friend Amy, we went to an event in Dublin last weekend, and I was humming and hawing about like staying overnight in the van because you could do park. There's this app called Park for Night, so you can see all the places that you can park, like a camper van up. For a night, and Red Cow came up, and we got there, and we were going to get the Lewis in, and then we'd have to get a bus to the place we needed to go, and we were already running really late. And Amy was like, "Will we just get a taxi?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then I was like, "Will we just have a few drinks and we'll just stay here for the night?" Now then, I was there, like I brought the van to have the option. So, anyways, we got the taxi, and that was that. And on our way back, we were driving into the Red Cow car park. And there was other cars that had clamps on it. And I was like, imagine getting clamped. I hate to be you. We came around the corner. Big fat clamp on the van.
Unlucky.
Very unlucky.
Very unlucky.
It should have been 80 euro.
And how much would it have been if you just paid your parking?
4 euro.
Yeah.
And then what
That's
I did.
20 times the price.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out the math, so thank you.
No problem.
And do you know what I did? We got into the van.
Slept.
Then, yeah, we did do that, but I went on and paid for the parking then.
Megan.
I don't know why I did that.
You probably thought that like
I could be like
I had the parking.
Yeah, but then I was like, they're not gonna they're gonna,
gonna
see me on the camera coming to like look at the clamp being like, no. So yeah, and they're gonna see the time I paid it. Anyways, yeah.
We should 84 euro for the night.
Well, actually, Brian revoluted me 4 euro because we were on the phone. For some reason, we thought we'd ring Brian and he was going to solve everything.
Fair.
Don't know.
Valid.
Why. Yeah,
he has a solver.
And he has a van.
And he has a van. Okay.
And he parks loads of places.
Can someone clamp your home? Why have you lived in that van?
They could clamp you. Like,
okay.
You just have to leave it there, I suppose.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, what would they do if you just never moved it? They'd probably tow it then.
Yes.
Okay.
Just
pay for your goddamn parking, okay? Learn from me and my life. But this is, we have decided today that we're going to take a little season break.
Yeah.
Because we actually are 37 episodes in. This is our 38th episode and we're only on to our second season.
Yeah, we need to relax.
Yeah, we need to just take a break.
We do.
And next Monday, maybe Tuesday, when is the 10th?
Oh, I don't know what, 10 days away.
obviously, but like what day?
So today is Monday, so 7 days from now would be Monday as well, plus 3 days, maybe Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay, so next Wednesday or Thursday is the 10th of April, which is actually 1 year since we launched Two Girls and a Baby.
Which is mental.
Insane.
I would have been pregnant this time.
Yeah, you had a little baby in your belly.
A little Enzo.
A little. Don't know yeah. about the little part.
He was never
Anyways,
little.
So we said we kind of are going to tailor this episode around
a year of like milestones.
A year
stuff.
Of milestones, small wins. We have some kind of questions for ourselves. So yeah, let's get right into it.
Okay, so what is something that you did for the first time this year? What's like a big milestone that you had?
See, there's loads of things that I've like. We're talking about
last year now, or yeah, it's since January.
No. It's since we launched the podcast.
Okay, I gave birth.
Yeah, actually, that is insane. That was one big change and one big first.
Yeah,
and then that probably has led to a whole year of firsts.
Oh yeah,
really.
100%.
It's your first Mother's Day.
I had my first. Oh my God, Megan! Because when I read it and it said, "What's the first? What's something that you did for the first time this year?" I was like, "Since January." I was like, no idea. My first Mother's Day, though.
Your first
yeah.
Mother's Day, yeah.
I'll take that, yeah.
And you gave a baby.
Had a baby.
Gave a baby.
Gave a baby to myself. Had my first Christmas as like a family. Went to view houses for the first time. All yeah. that kind of crack. Just a load of adult shit.
Yeah, really becoming an adult.
Maybe like in material things, but not mentally.
Not in, yeah, in like in the sense that like you're thinking of buying a house and
all that crack.
Having a baby and being a mammy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, okay. First, there's so many firsts. I don't even know where to start because I'm only supposed to give one.
Oh, I gave like four.
Yeah. See, like they could be work related. Mm-hmm. Like I like broadcasted my first ever radio show from a festival, which was huge for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what my one is going to be is buying my first van. I don't know if that's not even the first. It's like I made that big decision on my own.
Yes.
And I like, yeah, people supported me, but that was something that
you did.
Yeah. And even like my mom was like, you need to get like a mechanic to check it out. You need to do this. You need to do that. And I'm like, I don't care what happens. The van that I'm getting is the one I'm getting and that's it. And this is what I'm doing. And I'm doing this all for me. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of the time my firsts are related to like work and other things. So that's probably my first. And I made my first YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what I'm going to go with for my big firsts.
Yeah, they're big like personal
Firsts. Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of my firsts are, I suppose work things are personal things too because they are goals. But I do feel like I probably chatted loads about those things. So yeah.
Well, those are like big milestones. What about like small wins?
Small wins.
Have you had any small wins?
Oh, definitely had small wins. I think, well, I don't know if it's a small win meeting Simon. I think that's a big win.
That is a big win. Yeah, like, it is, to be fair.
You know, and I feel so lucky to have met him and him in my life. Do you know what I mean? So That's a big win. That's a big fucking win.
That's a milestone.
That is a milestone. It's everything in itself. What about you, small wins?
Small wins, like I was writing these down earlier and it's, now that I'm looking at it, it's a bit silly, but like I feel like a small win for me was, remember the first time we went swimming after I gave birth?
Oh,
that was
yes.
a win because that was scary.
That was scary,
but it
yeah.
was fun. Another one, what else do I have there? Oh yeah, so getting like mortgage approval, that was
yeah.
a small win. And then going sale agreed was a small win. Starting like working out and stuff was a small win.
Yes.
I ran a 5k.
That is in
quite a long, long time. It took yeah, me quite a while, but
a win is a win.
And then actually this is another, I'm going to take this as a big milestone, even though it's a small win, but I'm with Reece 7 years today.
Oh my God. Yeah. I saw this on your Instagram.
Yeah.
That is a big win.
Yeah. 7 years is a long
That's
time.
That's a milestone.
That is a milestone.
7 years. Wow.
Nearly a decade. Like,
that is mad.
I know. I did put a little pic on my Insta and there's like one of the photos, there's three photos. And one of them is me and my my school uniform.
Yeah, like. No proper baby faces on the two of you.
Yeah, Reese looks like a different man.
He does. He's not the same person whatsoever.
Not at all.
You're like, damn. Yeah, what did I do? Can I exchange?
I've changed this man. No, bless him. He's glown up. Like he looks.
Oh, 100%. No, he does look good. I'm just joking.
No, he does. He looks so different.
He looks
though,
so.
Like, but he looks like I have a new boyfriend.
That happens a lot with lads. I feel like they completely change.
They do. Like he was good looking then, but he's like more manly good looking.
Yeah, he's more masculine.
Yes.
Whereas baby faced back
then. Oh, he was such a baby face. But yeah, they're like my
small wins. I'm trying to think because I definitely do have some more small wins. I suppose like even trying new foods and stuff. Yeah. They're all small wins because I actually like loads of different sauces now.
Yeah, you do.
I do. And I'm very surprised at my ability to even try foods.
Yeah.
I'm more open to it. But sometimes it depends on the day you get me.
Yeah, you might. Sometimes you might not be up for it at
all.
Yeah,
sometimes I'm like, no, so okay. No, thank you. I am okay.
I feel like there's another small win. I can't particularly think of it for you, but it's like I feel you do more things on your own. Like you've gained a bit of independence.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think exactly what I'm thinking of that you did.
Well,
I feel like you told me recently that you did something and you did it on your own. And I was like, oh, that's actually really cool. But I don't know what it was.
I don't know either.
If that makes sense. Could have been absolutely anything. Like,
yeah. I don't know, Jade.
Me neither, but
still. Well, I definitely know. I definitely have grown more independent. And I do believe that, like, I suppose a small win would be how my mindset has changed. Mm-hmm. You know, and that I feel like my mindset now versus my mindset this time 1 year ago was completely different.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you a year ago would have been buying a van.
No, I don't. I think me a year ago was crying to Jade about how no one is ever going to love me.
Yes.
Like, I remember
giving up on love.
Yeah, that was it. I was quit and I was like, that's it. I'm so done with this. I am single forever and that is my faith.
But you know what? Generally, when people get to that stage is when they find love.
Yeah.
Which is
when it happened for me.
Exactly. It's usually when people stop looking that they find it.
Yeah.
Well, there and it was right in front of you the whole time.
It was right in front of me.
Right on your doorstep.
Just needed to make that move. Was waiting.
Then in terms of like small wins, how do you celebrate?
Do you have any small more wins? Well, do you know what, right? When it comes to... I think I might have shared this on the podcast before, but when it comes to like celebrating small wins or things you achieve or even like your birthday, mm-hmm. you should do things to celebrate them because essentially it elongates your life, mm-hmm. Because you're making more memories. Mm-hmm. So even things like throwing you your little baby shower.
Yeah.
Like that was like something to like mark that like you didn't want a baby shower or anything like that.
But it was lovely. It was very me.
I'm after thinking of a small win.
Okay.
I became Enzo's Anam Cara.
That's a lovely
It was
small.
In my head, but I forgot. Like it was in my head 2 seconds ago. But sorry, yeah. That was a small win for me.
That is a small win.
But yeah, the celebrating like you and you becoming a mother, like doing things like that, like you're always going to remember that. I'm always going to remember that. And it's a nice way to celebrate it for you.
It is. And even like Enzo's naming day, like we're not religious, but so we could have just not done anything to celebrate his name because we weren't obviously going to have a christening. But like celebrating the fact that he is here and he's alive and yes, he has a name and a name is so powerful and meaningful.
Yeah.
Do you know, like that's a and nice way to celebrate
it's
something.
It's a gorgeous way to celebrate it's something. Different. It's just not your stereotypical type of way of doing it, but at the end of the day, you'll be glad you did do something for that, to remember that and celebrate.
I do think you should celebrate small things.
Oh, like absolutely. 1,000,000%.
How do you celebrate?
It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Like my birthday, I will do something that I really want to do and stuff that I really like. And I always celebrate my birthday. I love birthdays.
I know.
And I will milk birthdays if possible. But like for my birthday, I made it like it became a 3-day thing. It was a weekend, but like I'll happily take a week in future. But it was so simple. Like the Friday night of my actual birthday, because I was working that day, a few friends just came over. We ended up recording like a podcast, 2-hour-long podcast that we will never publish, but it's going to be like
a keepsake.
Yeah, what's the thing? Like
time capsule.
Time capsule. And we're going to do it again this year. Like,
okay, deadly.
And then on the Saturday, we went for a sea swim and breakfast. Was it the Saturday then I went to Points in a Field? It must have been. Or did we go the Sunday?
I wasn't with your birthday because I'd only just had Enzo.
No, but you did come for the swim and breakfast.
Did I?
Yeah. 100%.
Where did we go for breakfast?
Hook and Ladder.
Who?
Me, you, Brian, Quentin, Clodagh.
I didn't. Quentin had to go.
Yeah. I have photos. Okay, you were there.
I was there.
But other than that, though, I don't even know what else I celebrate. Like, I definitely didn't celebrate.
You celebrate anniversaries and stuff. Like, our anniversary, we're going to stay in a hotel. We're going to have dinner, go to cinema.
Yeah.
Other things, I feel like cards. Cards are a good way to celebrate.
Cards,
things.
I love writing flowers. Cards.
Loads of
cards are gorgeous. But now, like, I know I went for drinks to end my job, but I think now I deserve a celebration for starting a new job.
Yeah.
So can we celebrate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what's going to do?
Go for a swim.
Okay, I was actually going to ask you, do you want to swim after this? But I've nothing with me. Can I borrow your stuff?
Yeah, of course you can. I was going to say, did you want to swim as well? But then I was like, you might not have stuff, but I never thought about my own stuff.
Yeah, if I can borrow a towel and
tops. Bring the van.
Yeah.
Will we go to the Guillemine?
Yeah.
We have not been to the Guillemine in like years.
It's a plan.
Okay.
Let's do it. I'm terrified now that it's a plan.
So am I.
Even though the whole time today I was like, I'd love to go for a swim. I'd love to go for
a swim. And it's gorgeous. And it's going to be bright out until 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it then.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate Megan's job.
I'd love you to have a sleepover. Like,
I know. Reese might actually be staying down with Enzo in his mom's, but I told my mom I'm definitely not. And in my head, I definitely wasn't.
Why don't you have a sleepover? Jade, I was going to ask you for a sleepover.
Okay, yeah, will I?
Yeah.
I won't fully agree now because I know my mom has my dinner ready and I do feel terrible, but I'd also love a sleep. I've nothing with me.
Jade. Sleepover time.
Okay.
Sorry, you can hear how excited I'm getting here. Because that's so...
We need to celebrate.
That's literally the one thing I thought of when I was driving in here. Driving, I was like, I would love if Jade was having a sleepover and we were going for a swim.
I literally...
Mom always go for a swim in the morning then.
Yeah.
Or if you'd rather go this evening, we can go this evening.
I think tomorrow is meant to be really windy.
Oh, never mind.
On the weather app anyway, tomorrow is not meant to be a nice day, but the rest of the week is meant to be stunning.
Okay, forget it, we're going tonight.
I literally said to my mum yesterday, oh, me and Reese are going to Waterford tomorrow, and she's like, are you staying? I was like, nah. And then today comes and Reese is like, I might stay, and I'm like, oh, I'm going home, and now I'm like, oh, I'm staying.
Yeah, but sure, she won't hate you because it's me.
Nah, I'll eat my dinner tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how to celebrate, it's usually food related for me.
Yeah.
Get a takeaway, get snacks.
Oh,
Go for dinner. And then photos, cards, and small gifts. Or having like a movie night.
Little small gifts. I definitely do small gifts for people.
Yeah, I love a little gift.
Yeah.
And a card and food.
Yeah, and you give me little gifts as well. Like,
do I?
Remember the little blue marble you gave me?
I
lost the meaning. Maybe it's down beside my locker.
I'd say it fell down.
It's in my van anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's so lovely.
Anyways.
Do you want to do that? A reflective chat on lessons learned. I don't know what I've learned over the past year. Like,
I feel like I've learned a lot about myself and understanding me and who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds, I don't know. And I feel like what I've learned, I suppose, it's mainly going to revolve around making decisions, because I feel like I'm really bad at making decisions and I put a lot of value on what other people are going to think about what I'm doing instead of actually doing what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like since the start of 2025, I've really just done what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, I suppose, you know, putting more effort into my own personal social media, but I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm doing it for me now.
Yeah.
Whereas before I was like, what does everybody else want? What should I be doing? People are going to be saying this about this. I don't care anymore what anybody else has to say, because I'm just doing this because I enjoy doing it.
Well, that's a good thing to have learned, because you can't live your life for other people.
No, and it's about putting yourself first. And I feel like that's what I've learned is to do. You have to, sometimes in life, you have to be a bit selfish.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And like, majority of the people in your life that care about you, all they want you to be is happy. And it's just really remembering those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose I feel like I have a little bit more of a positive mindset on life.
You definitely do.
Yeah.
Not like in a bad way now, but you definitely cry a lot less.
Yeah.
You are happier, I feel.
Do you think I cry a lot less?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'm probably...
100%.
I don't even know. It's like, I feel like, what?
I feel like you used to cry like 3 times a week, like if not more, which is so okay.
I'm
happy to be there for you when you do, but I do feel like you cry. I don't know when the last time you cried.
Yeah, and I'd say as well, not that boys were a lot of it, but...
Probably
the loneliness of things. So I'd say having Simon has definitely... helped with my happiness, even though I don't
rely on him
for happiness. But he has been a great like addition to my life and my mindset.
No, he has.
He's like, because he's such I think because he's such like a genuine person, that also has taken away the stress of a toxic relationship on mm-hmm. me as well. So I don't have that either. Mm-hmm. So like now it's just more freeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah. So anyways, yeah. What about you? I don't know.
I have no idea what I've learned. I feel like maybe probably like
my mother.
Trust your instincts, I suppose. Yeah. Like mothers, I feel like definitely have instincts, and you know if there's something up with your child, you know if he's happy, you know what he wants, when he wants it, and that kind of thing. So I feel like trust your instincts, not even in terms of like motherhood, but in terms of, I feel like being a mother taught me to trust my instincts yes. more, if that makes sense. Yeah. But other than that, like,
That's such a good one though. Like not even a good one, like it's a lesson, but it's like your lesson, but that is applicable to everything.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Because you do need to trust your instincts and go with your gut.
But like you with the decision making, even if like my instinct is telling me something, and then you talk to other people and they're like, I'll just say it. Me and Reese want to build a log cabin.
Yeah.
And everyone around us is like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. This is the problem. This is the problem. And then you talk to the people and that it actually works out for, and you're like, right, I understand why people are saying not to, but also it feels right for us.
Yeah.
So do we just do it?
I think you do it, because people, regardless of what you do, are going to have their concerns and observations and things they want to say. And I know it's not the exact same, but me like leaving Beat mm-hmm. and leaving a radio station to work in a job that's not very conventional. Mm-hmm. Is conventional the word?
Yeah.
And it's not a job that like people would be... Yes, it's not your typical job. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, like there was a lot of advice from people being like, no, like, you know, stay where you are. You're doing amazing, this, that and the other. But
pensionable and all that.
At the end of the day, it's not where I felt like I wanted to be. And mm-hmm. it's not like, I love radio and I love broadcasting and I do see that in my future. But like that, I needed to do what my gut was telling me.
Yeah.
And so you need to do the same.
I know. Here's me saying trust your instincts. And now I'm like, but I'm like, arguing with my instinct.
But it's because so many people shut your instincts down.
That's the thing. And I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it was this woman, I don't know, I can't remember what she was exactly, but she was saying basically that when she has a really big decision to make, she doesn't tell anyone anything
yes.
because too many people get in your head.
That's it though.
And if you just don't say anything, the only voice you can listen to is your own self. And I was like, Jesus, maybe I'll start doing that. But then sometimes like it's you need hard. To talk it out.
Sometimes you do need to talk it out, but the more people you say it to,
the more opinions you have in your
yeah,
head.
Exactly. That's it. And I remember like I wasn't gonna tell my mom.
About Beat?
Yeah. I wasn't gonna tell her at all.
Really?
No, and then I was like, shit, I need to tell her.
Yeah.
But I don't want other people's opinions to sway my choice.
Especially then when you know that you're gonna tell someone who's gonna have an opinion that you don't wanna hear.
Yeah, so you need to go to the people that you know are gonna support your opinion.
Yeah,
your,
and that what are gonna tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah, exactly. Because like people do have your best interests at heart. However, people have different mindsets to us mm-hmm. and that's probably because it's not like living in a log cabin is not conventional. Again, it's not something that's very common. It's not something that everybody does. It's very new. So obviously a lot of people are going to be swaying you away from it mm-hmm. because that's just their opinion. They don't have any more of an opinion because they've never experienced it before.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah.
I know. So okay. Yeah, that's my
I think we've come full circle there. I think yeah. you should buy the log cabin. And I think you should. I feel like it's very aligned and I feel like it's right.
And when we went to view them, like I, not to be like this very dramatic, I just can't think of a better way of phrasing it, but like I felt like I could feel at home there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas any of the houses that we've gone to view, I've never walked in and been like, yeah, this could be my home. I
love
live
this.
Here.
Yeah.
Whereas when I walked into the log cabin, as much as if we were to get one, it won't be furnished like that. It probably won't even look exactly like that, but it just felt homely.
Yeah.
It felt nice. It was warm. It was cozy. It was beautiful. Whereas any of the houses we've gone to, they've not been like warm and cozy and beautiful. They've and just been like four walls.
Yeah.
With a few bits and bobs.
And you're just settling because they're your best options.
Yeah. Whereas this seems like a good option now. So.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay, so we're going to end the episode on a little bit of a fun note with some hot takes, okay?
Okay.
Number one, voice notes are superior to texts.
Do we say agree or disagree? Like,
what's your thoughts? Depends who it is.
Depends who it is, depends what I'm doing, depends where
how
I
long
am.
They are as
yeah.
well. I listen to your voice notes, no bother.
Yeah, but other people I'm just like, can't.
I'm just, it's, do you know what? Like, it just depends on, yeah, the time you have to actually respond.
Do you know, like, if you get a 5-minute voice note and then you need to send a 5-minute voice note back, that's 10 minutes out of your day, and sometimes I just don't have 10 minutes.
And as well as that, then you forget what you're saying.
Yeah, whereas with me and you, we voice note like 30, 40 seconds.
Yeah, it's more like, and then like sometimes I'll just reply like in text and you might reply a voice message. And then there'll be times where I won't be able to listen to your voice message for ages. So
I don't know if they're superior, but they're more convenient at times.
They definitely are more convenient. I like a bit of both, but just don't be sending me a podcast on voice message.
Here, this is completely off topic, but me and you do it, but some people hate the like a line of a text. My mom hates that. Oh well, if you text your mom, you need to send it all in one block.
No, I'll do a line of a text, especially when I'm listening to a voice message.
Oh yeah, but
I'll reply line by line by line.
Regardless, like if there's no voice message and you like same way, like in our chat, you'll just see message, like seven messages.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas my mom would hate that. Like she likes a block of a message, and that is that.
That's mad. I feel like we've just grown up with sending multiple messages.
Yeah, I like multiple messages.
I like multiple messages. Like break it down.
So maybe that's not a hot take. We both like them.
Well, that could be a hot take because your mom doesn't like them.
Maybe it's a generational thing.
Maybe it is. Okay, right, what's next?
Next is brunch is overrated.
I love brunch. Would you say it's overrated?
I don't know, like what's actually brunch? It's basically just breakfast at lunchtime.
Yeah, love it.
Oh,
I love going for breakfast. Breakfast is like my favourite meal of the day. So going out
like
for breakfast
at like 12 or 1.
Yeah, love that.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously, I know what brunch is. Okay. Like.
If I'm going for breakfast, I want it in the morning, like, because then I'm waiting for breakfast and I'm starved.
Yeah, but, like, if you get up, it's like a Saturday, you get up at 10 o'clock. I'm never hungry in the mornings on the weekends.
I haven't got up at 10 o'clock now. I don't know why.
Okay, that is fair enough. Very, very fair.
So maybe before I would disagree, brunch is not overrated, but at the moment, I can't be waiting until 12 or 1 to have my breakfast.
Brunch is overrated.
Brunch is overrated for a mother.
Yeah, for a mother, maybe. But for.
I'll happily take a lunch that is a breakfast.
Okay. So that's.
But I will have had
breakfast already.
Yeah, so it's a.
A brunch.
Yeah.
Well, brunch. It's still brunch.
It's a breakfast for lunch, but I've had breakfast. Do you get me?
Yeah, I get you.
Like scrambled eggs or something.
Yeah, and then what would you have for brunch? Pancakes.
No, that'd be my brunch, and maybe I will have had like toast for breakfast.
Oh yeah, then that's grand.
Yeah.
You couldn't be having the same thing because then that's just ruined.
No, that's boring out. Okay, going out is overrated. Staying in is elite. I agree.
I totally agree with this, but I know so many people don't on the internet.
Really? Yeah. Why are you going out for like? You're just tired.
Do you know what, right? I do love a good night out, don't get me wrong.
But once in a while. Like.
Once in a while, for a special occasion. I don't want to be going out every weekend. However, there was a period of my life, up until I moved to Waterford, Jade, up until you knew me, I went out every single weekend.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
Do we just sound like boring old bitches, though?
Yeah.
Let's
like, what
stay
do we
in
do?
And go eat for brunch.
And sit in bed.
Honestly.
Like, I don't even know what I do, because I don't watch TV, ever. Like, I don't
TikTok.
Know.
TikTok.
I feel like I just edit videos all the time.
Yeah, fair.
That's all I ever do.
That's fine though.
Yeah.
It's better than going out every weekend.
But yeah, no, I don't really want to go out.
Nah, neither do I.
But like a good festival, a good concert.
Oh yeah, but like I'm just not special going clubbing occasion. Or to the pub. Like,
yeah.
You won't catch me there. Not a
See,
chance.
Yeah. You'll catch me there the odd time, but I would pick staying in.
Oh yeah, 100%.
If I had to pick.
This one I already don't agree with. Coffee doesn't actually taste good. People just like the caffeine. Incorrect.
Very incorrect.
I love coffee for taste rather than... I don't drink coffee for like, oh, I'm tired, I need a coffee. Yeah. I drink coffee because I love a coffee.
I love a coffee. And we realised this last weekend that we're coffee snobs. We love a good barista coffee. Forget about the instant stuff. It just doesn't hit as hard.
Nah, it's disgusting.
It's just not doing it for us anymore.
No, it's not. We're coffee
and
snobs.
once you have like a proper coffee machine, yeah, you're screwed.
There's just no going back.
No, there really
And don't
isn't.
Give me that freaking filter coffee either. Like, I don't want
What's
anything.
I don't mind filter coffee. Is that the thing in the black, in the thing?
I think that's like a Caniston coffee or something.
I think I like that.
That's, yeah, I don't know. Don't give me coffee from a pot. I don't know.
I don't know.
I just want coffee that came from ground beans.
Yeah, okay, fair. I don't mind filtered coffee.
Okay.
I think I like that.
Fair.
Go on, what's your
I thought
one?
He was waking up. He's not. White chocolate is superior.
No.
No.
Do you know what freaks me out about white chocolate? I think you... taught me this, or was it Killian?
No, it was Lexi, if it's what I think you're going to tell me.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, say it.
That's not actually made from cocoa, like, it's not chocolate.
Oh, yeah, I think I could have told you that, yeah.
What did Lexi tell me?
That there's raw eggs in white chocolate.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or maybe in Milky Way bars.
Milky Way bars, yeah.
Yeah, I'm never eating a Milky Way bar again.
But
I love them.
Do you know what? Ever since I found out that, like, there's no actual chocolate in white chocolate, I just think it tastes like butter. So it turned me off altogether.
Fair. I don't know why they call it chocolate. It's not chocolate because there is no cocoa in it.
Yeah.
And cocoa is what makes chocolate. Ah, there he is.
He's so stretching. Cute. Hello, baby. Hello.
Hi.
Is that a big smile?
Would you hold the phone and I'll grab him?
Yeah, of course. You're going to have to give me Enzo. Well, you're not going to have to. I want you to. Here you
Say
go.
Say hello to your Auntie Megan.
Hi.
Oh, he stinks. He's probably got a shit.
Oh, sorry. I banged your head off the roof.
Oh, I locked it. Oops.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, white chocolate is not superior.
No.
Not a chance. Yeah. Right, next is Harry Potter isn't that good. People just like nostalgia.
I like Harry Potter. I didn't like it when I was a kid growing up. I went to the cinema to see all the movies. I fell asleep, I'd say, for all of them. But since I became an adult, since, like, my 20s, I've liked Harry Potter. Not because of nostalgia, because I actually enjoy it.
I have said, I don't know, like,
don't
I've never
feel
been
like
the biggest.
Girl.
No, I'm not really a Harry Potter girl.
No, don't take that.
Never really been one. We used to watch them every year at Christmas, and I enjoy them, like, but I'd give or take them. I wouldn't care if I never watched them again, or
if they didn't exist, kind of.
Yeah, like, I don't.
You don't think, yeah.
I don't care, like, I don't
care.
You
don't
care
enough to have an opinion on it.
Yeah, not in a bad way. Reality TV is the highest form of entertainment.
I do love a good reality TV show. I am a sucker for one.
Same, but I don't know if I'd say it's
the highest form. No, I don't even... I'd say, like, for me, going to a concert will be the highest form of entertainment.
If we're talking
I'm
about,
I'm my,
like,
happiest when I'm listening to live music.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's valid. If we're talking, like, TV show entertainment, I would say reality TV, yeah.
Yeah, probably is, because, like... It's going to make you laugh.
It makes you laugh. Some of the people are relatable.
Everybody lives for a bit of drama, a bit of gossip.
You have to get so invested.
Oh, you do.
You get so invested.
You get so sucked in.
Like, I love Married at First Sight, and I'm watching the Australian one now, and I am in them couples.
Yeah, you're invested.
Yes.
And you'd be screaming at the telly. Love to go on Gogglebox. I feel like I'd be really good.
Well, do you remember we nearly applied for that?
Yeah,
I still have the application drafted in my email.
Why didn't we apply again?
Because...
You have to be there for 12 hours a day watching.
Like, we couldn't fit it into our work schedules, unfortunately.
Maybe we'll be able to do it now.
Yeah, potentially. Well, not with
clap
my own back
to work. Clap hands.
TikTok is the new Google. I have to disagree with that. I don't have TikTok.
You don't have TikTok. And I think I would disagree because, I know this
You're
is
a ChatGPT girl.
I am a And you can't rely on ChatGPT to give you factual information.
No.
But I just do love a bit of ChatGPT.
Maybe it's not the new Google.
No, I wouldn't say it's the new Google, but it's easy to get, like, quick information. Like, I wouldn't be Googling it for, like, facts.
Yeah.
I'd just be asking it silly questions on
Fair.
Things. But I do use... Yeah, I'd use... And I would use TikTok if I wanted to learn how to use something.
Okay, because you need I'd to, like, visually learn.
Yeah, or I'd go onto YouTube, but yeah.
Nah, not Google is Google for me. Girls should always text first just to see if he's even worth it. Not sure I even understand that now.
Yeah.
Just to see if he replies, like.
Yeah. But, like,
I'm going to disagree. I don't think you should always text
first.
No,
I don't think you should always text
first. I think
first.
If you're wanting to text someone and you're waiting for them to text you, just get over
just
yourself
do
and
it.
Text.
Yeah. 100%.
A bit like you and Simon.
Yeah. I am a prime example of how this can work for you guys in a happy and healthy relationship. All because I text him first. Did I ever tell you?
I thought you followed him and then he replied to your story.
No, Jade.
Did you text
him? Oh, I text.
Oh.
So
I followed him.
Oh, I did.
Okay, so you did everything.
Oh, I had a proper, like, strategy. Well, not a strategy. Like, I knew I was going away for a week, so I knew I wasn't going to be in the coffee shop for... the week, so I followed him when I was going off on my holidays for a week, and he was, like, liking my stories and not messaging me. So I was like, what the fuck, why aren't you messaging me? So I eventually was like, I'm sick of this, text him, because he made my coffee.
Remember when you sent him a photo of it?
Yeah. No,
and you were like, not your best work.
Yeah, I said not your best work, right? And did I tell you this? He told me that he looked at that message and he said to one of the lads in work, that's so rude, isn't it? What a bitch, like. And they were like...
He didn't realise you were flirting.
Yeah. They were like, she's trying to flirt with you. And he was like, oh, so...
You think that's so funny?
Is that funny?
And so I was laughing. He's saying, how could the boy be so silly?
So silly. Yeah. Honestly, what
as if you would do that.
Honestly, obviously.
Just a live review, like.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So that's that anyways.
There's our hot takes, though.
There's our hot takes.
Final Enzo update of the season.
Final Enzo update. How you doing, Enzo? Can you talk yet? Say mama. Mama.
He says no, no, no and shakes his head.
No, 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 no.
He tries to say dog. He said he loves the dogs. He was sick. He had a bug. He was vomiting and diarrhea.
Oh, the poor little baba.
He's better now, though. Got me a lovely gift for Mother's Day.
Aww.
Yeah, he got me crispy rolls, a lovely mug,
aww,
a bunch of flowers.
Sure, isn't she the best mom in the world? You'd have to treat her, wouldn't you?
That's what my card from him said.
Did it? You're so good, Enzo.
But yeah, he's really good. He's flying it. He crawled up the stairs the other day.
No way.
I
can't wait to see this in
stairs.
Action. I nearly throw him out there.
We're not throwing him on the tarmac.
I want to see him crawling. And I'm only messing, yeah. Obviously not. Okay. I just said I nearly would.
Okay, fair.
What's wrong? You want to get down there. Okay.
But yeah, other than that, now he's flying it. He's doing well, to be fair to him. He's a big buster.
And he's nearly...
Nearly one.
Nearly one. We'll be back before he's on.
I was going to say, I don't know if we will, but he could be one by the time we're back.
Now we should make a back.
Yeah, sure.
What's wrong?
He's probably cranky. He needs his dinner, I'd say.
I am so sorry. Anyways, yeah.
I think that's us for season two.
That is us for season two. For season three, we have an exciting plan.
Yeah.
Should we give them a little bit of an insight?
We could, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But this is what we're hoping.
No, it will work out.
Okay.
Don't be putting that out there.
That we're going to get a guest every week.
Well, yeah, but we probably will have guests. Maybe every second week.
Yeah, okay.
It'll be a season of guests, fun guests that we've got lined up. We have three lined up. And Jade's like, what? We do?
No, we do, we do, we do.
Yeah,
we do.
I'm like the podcast manager over here.
Yeah, thank you.
Guest manager. Well, and then we've got four. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, thank you so much.
We do
much.
Have four.
Yeah. See, look.
I just live in a world of my own here. But yeah, that's us. Thank you so much for coming on two seasons.
Yeah, and 38 episodes.
Mental.
We love you lots. And don't forget to follow us.
What? 38 weeks is after how long you have a baby.
Oh my God, we've been having a baby.
Because this is 38 weeks.
No way.
Well, it's 40 weeks is full term, but like most people have them at like 38.
We've literally been doing a podcast for every time, how long it takes to have a baby. And we are two girls and a baby.
Yeah, and season three is going to be the baby. This was just the like.
This is the toddler.
We're just growing it here.
The little.
The next one, it's going to be fully born.
Fully born and walking and talking.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Anyway, thank you.
You're stinking. Yeah. Say bye bye.
Say bye. Say bye bye. He's looking at the phone as if it's crazy. But anyway, thank you
so much. Don't forget to
rate us
because that does help get the pod out there. Share it with your friends if you've enjoyed. And follow us on our socials at Two Girls and a Baby Pod. We'll chat to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.